The beginning of something new and different. Okay, so here I am at 35 years of age and a newlywed, preparing for the arrival of a new baby after 15 years. Yes, I said 15 years. That's how old my first child is. Now, I get mixed reactions when I divulge the information to people. Some say, "Congratulations, at least you know you'll have a great babysitter. She'll be lots of help." Then others, like my sister, say, "Are you crazy? You are almost done." I honestly sometimes don't know how to accept either reaction because I tend to agree with them both, depending on what day you catch me. I mean, really, what parent doesn't yearn for the last child to grow up, leave the nest, and visit occasionally? What parent doesn't yearn for the around-the-world vacations where you only call and check in with your family, friends, and, oh yeah, your children? But me, nah, I wanted to fulfill a dream of having more than one child because my mom instilled in me that an only child is a lonely child. I fell for it, and now I have two children a decade and a half apart. As funny as it may seem to me sometimes, I don't regret starting over. I embrace it because this is something new and different that I've never experienced. My daughter, Artisha, has been more than just a soon-to-be older sibling. She has been a great support system. She gets me water, helps me lift my legs onto the couch, and fixes and serves me breakfast in bed. She has designed posters to place on her sister's wall, and she even has plans to do her sister's hair for me and take her to the doctor's appointments, which will not happen with an inexperienced driver, but I am thankful for the offer. Artisha even agreed to go through the babysitting classes held at the American Red Cross. Although she professes they were teaching her things she already knew, she likes the thought of being a certified babysitter and marketable to other families. My pregnancy has not only been my experience, but hers as well. She is more than excited that I finally, as she would say, am giving her a sibling before she graduates high school. This fall, she's a rising sophomore. In all of the excitement she and I are sharing, it never crossed my mind this 15-year-old would ask me a question most would think only a younger child would ask. "Mama, will you love my sister more than you love me?" I was taken aback, more like puzzled. Why would I love this baby more than I would love her? I never thought at 15 Artisha would feel this way. We talked about it, and she explained her fear. "Because this new baby will be yours and your husband." My heart melted. I simply put it to her like this: "You are both mine, and I won't love you less. If anything, you were here first." And she smiled. Having to share me with a sibling is something new and different for Artisha as well. She is doing her best to share in the joys of a new arrival, and she's doing her best to make me as comfortable as possible, but I can't forget to make sure she, too, is comfortable. Both of our lives are changing, and no matter how old a child is, he or she never stops wanting to feel valued by their parent, that they have a special place in their parent's heart. So, having two special daughters is going to be challenging, but I look forward to the many differences both my girls will make in our family.